It's time for the fifth thing. This is the Q&A episode for the Four Things podcast. So sort of a little bonus episode that comes out every Tuesday where I've gathered questions that you've emailed in, maybe after listening to a Four Things episode and it kind of gets you thinking about something and you want an answer, or you see me post something on Instagram or whatever drives you asking the question. I'm just super thankful that you take the time to email in the questions, and you never know when your question might get addressed here. I thought today that we would start out with not a question, but a super cool email that I got. I don't know, just I thought is like a good tip for all of us and something really neat that this girl Chloe was doing. And so I thought that's where we're going to start. We're going to start out with this awesome email from Chloe that's going to be like inspiration for us. So here's what Chloe said. Dear Amy, love the show, love the Four Things podcast, and my wallet loves the Shop Forward. I know you talk a lot about gratitude, and I thank you for that because mentally, it does keep us happier and in check. Last night, I was going for a run outside, and all of a sudden, I started giving thanks to God for all the things I take for granted each day. Although running isn't my favorite, this was a whole new experience, and it made me actually enjoy my run and want to go on more runs. As I began to run, I started saying things like this. Thank you, God, for my health. Thank you, God, for my heartbeat. Thank you, God, for working legs and air in my lungs. Thank you, God, for the ability to run, and on and on and on. You get it. On the way home, I switched it up and said things like, thank you, God, for the house I get to come home to each day. Thank you, God, for green, soft grass and the growing flowers. Thank you, God, for safety and my dogs. At any rate, I thought I would share this with you since you're all about gratitude, and it may help others enjoy running just a little bit more. Keep being amazing. Best, Chloe Fletcher. So shout out, Chloe. Thank you for that. And I, too, have started running in the last couple of months. And I was like, yeah, this is probably a good little tip. Maybe I'll start using it on my runs or any part in your day or something. I think two that stands out here is like you're running, so you're using your legs and the air in your lungs. And some people don't, they can't run because their lungs don't allow them, or maybe they don't have their legs. And, you know, a lot of times I get motivated to go out and do things because I can do it. I'm going to do it for those that can't, because you know that they wish that they could. And if you have the ability to get up and go do it, we should just do it. So thank you, Chloe, for the encouragement there. Now, this next email is from Scott. Said, hey, Amy, my family and I, or, well, it's an email with a question. This is the first question. Chloe's was just more of a email. So, questions from Scott. My family and I just got back from vacation in Pagosa Springs. While there, I visited your sister's coffee shop, shout out, and I had the energy balls and bites. They were delicious and was told by a friend that they were your recipe. I was wondering if that recipe was out there either on your blog, social media, whatever. If not, totally understand, respect that. Thanks, Scott. Well, they're not my recipe, Scott, but I did work in the kitchen one day and I made like four batches of those bad boys. And it was not easy work, but they are amazing. And my sister's coffee shop, in case y'all are ever in Pagosa Springs, is called Root House Coffee. And it's right downtown in Pagosa on the river. It's formerly known as Riverfront Coffee. They bought it a couple of months ago. And I'm just over the moon, so proud of my sister and my brother-in-law and my nieces and nephews that work there, and all the other employees that work there are super, super nice and amazing. But the baker was about to hit overtime, and my sister, she needs time off, but the baker works like really intense hours until they hire another baker. So they try to like give her that time off. So my sister and I, before we got to go play for the day, we had a lot of baking to do. So I was like, well, I'll come help you. Let's do this together. So she, my sister, tackled the quiches. And or is quiches plural? Would it just be quiche? Like quiche could be multiple, or is it just one? Anyway, we had quiche to bake and cinnamon rolls. And by the way, the cinnamon roll recipe that you all need in your life is the Pioneer Woman cinnamon roll recipe. You can make it and you thank me later. It's amazing. So then the energy ball bites, those need to be made. So that's what I was mostly in charge of. So maybe someone saw me on Instagram making them and thinking they were my recipe, but I cannot take credit for it. And I don't know that I'll give away the exact recipe that my sister uses, but I found one online that I've even used before, and it's very, very similar. So I'm going to tell it to you real quick because these are amazing and they're great to kind of keep in your pantry or keep in your fridge on the go. You can grab them. drink them with a matcha latte. My favorite way to do it when I'm at Root House, like I would go in there, make a matcha latte, eat an energy ball. Well, actually my sister calls them energy bites because I think originally they were called energy balls, but she's like, I just don't want anybody coming up and ordering balls. So I get it. So here you go, quickly. 1 cup of old fashioned oats. This will make you about 20 balls or 20 bites. 1 cup of old fashioned oats, 1/2 cup of almond butter, or you can use any nut butter. You could use peanut butter if that's more your jam, or you could use, well, I don't know, insert whatever nut butter is your favorite, but I do almond butter. 1/2 cup of ground flaxseed, 1/2 cup of chocolate chips, 1/3 cup of honey, 1 tablespoon, I'd maybe go even 2 tablespoons of chia seeds, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. So boom, there's your ingredients. So you combine the oats and the nut butter and the ground flaxseed and the chocolate chips and the honey and the chia seeds and the vanilla all together in a bowl, the vanilla extract. Cover and chill the dough in the refrigerator like 30 minutes or so, and then remove it. I mean, it's not even necessary to really chill it, but it's what it's saying here. But then you can roll into balls or energy bites. I'm like 12 years old. I'm so immature. And then, you know, make them 1 inch. My sister at the coffee shop, they make theirs well, I guess I don't know the diameter. We would weigh them and we would try to make them 2 ounces. Is that right? I can't really remember. It doesn't matter. You can make them whatever size you want, but they're an awesome snack. So, Scott, hope that that helps. You will enjoy them. They are amazing. Next question is from Macy. Hey, Amy, you're such a role model for living your life and your own story. I don't know about that, but that's me talking there. But back to the email from Macy. It surprises me so much when you get hateful messages. Doesn't surprise me because, I mean, people are just haters out there. I was wondering how you deal with this and not let it affect how you view yourself. Honestly, over the years, Macy, I've had to grow incredibly thick skin. When I first got into this business of like people knowing your life and feeling like they have an opinion about your life and wanting to share it, whether it's positive or negative, which I think the positive ones are great. Like we need that positivity. We need that affirmation. My love language is affirmation. So I definitely need that. And so it would really, really hurt me when I would get like a negative note. And I used to think about it all day. I would cry. I would craft some really thoughtful response and I would send it because I felt like that person was making a judgment about me. They didn't really know me. Anyway, now I just delete it. I don't even take the time. I don't think about it. Maybe now in my life, like, yeah, I've gotten tougher skin, but also I just don't have the time and I don't have the space for that negative energy. I can be negative enough on my own sometimes that I don't need to bring somebody else's negativity inside my circle when I'm trying to like not be negative myself, and negativity breeds more negativity and it's just, ugh. So I just ignore it. I delete it. Don't even really reply. It's not worth my time. Sometimes on Instagram, I do, reply to comments because it's so quick, like, but I don't craft like a long one, but I'll be like, what are you talking about? Or why would you say that? Or are you serious? Stuff like that. But I was listening to Bobby's podcast with Thomas Rhett, and his podcast is the Bobbycast, in case you don't know it, but I'm sure a lot of you do. He recently had on Thomas Rhett and they were talking about this exact thing. And Thomas Rhett told a story about how him and his wife were at lunch with Bob Goff. And if y'all don't know who Bob Goff is, he's an author and an amazing guy, philanthropist, like just super cool and really, really inspiring. And I guess Bob told Thomas Rhett that he, on every pair of pants that he gets, he cuts out the left pocket. And that's a reminder to him, like anytime he like puts his hand in there, it's like he knows like, oh, the left pocket, it's falling through. And so anytime he gets haters, what he does mentally is puts them in his left pocket and they're just going to fall right through, like boom, gone. Don't even have to worry about it. But cutting out the left pocket is a way for him to remember that's what he needs to do with the haters. Just throw them away. Not worth it. Just put them in that left pocket. Never to be seen again. So keep the negativity out. So I'm not saying that, you know, you need to cut, you know, pockets out of all your clothes or anything, whether it's the right side or the left side. But I just thought that was a really good analogy and example of like, you know, a way you can remind yourself it's not worth your time and to just like brush it off. And really, honestly, if you're someone that is choosing to be negative online, like, just think about it. Like, think about why you're doing it. And is there something wrong? Or if you've caught yourself like about to maybe write something that really isn't adding anything, like it's really adding nothing positive, then, you know, ask yourself, should I really post this? And then maybe you'll stop, because maybe you don't realize that it's negative. Maybe you're not really stopping to think about what you're writing and how that could impact a person and really affect their day. Like, do you want to affect somebody's day negatively or positively? So really think about the comment or the email or whatever before you hit send. And that maybe will help. And maybe we can create a different culture, a culture of positivity and not breeding the negative. So Macy, hope that helps. It took me a long time to get to this point where I can ignore it. Now, I mean, I got a negative Nancy, like sort of rude comment the other day, and I reposted it in my stories, but I didn't want to give that person the, you know, attention. So I scratched out their Instagram handle. I mean, I guess someone could go back into the comments and find it and read it and know who it was, but I still wanted to post it, and I was able to laugh about it. And I kind of sarcastically put, like, I love when people send really nice messages. And it just was like not a nice message. But, you know, that's what I'm able to do with it now, is kind of laugh them off. It's comical, and maybe even repost in my stories and laugh about it a little more. But you can do like Bob Goff and just stick it in that left pocket and say, bye-bye, peace out. Next email is from Anonymous. I don't know that we've ever gotten an anonymous before. Hey, Amy, I'm a 24-year-old guy living in LA and love your podcast. Shout out to all the guys listening right now. I feel like in my head, I'm always speaking to women, but I forget. And this is a good reminder. Guys are listening. I wanted to see if you had any advice when it comes to getting through your first heartbreak. I recently went through my first heartbreak and finally feel like I'm on the growing and recovery stages, but wanted to hear your experience and advice on heartbreak. Thank you for all that you do and the positive impact that you've had on my life. So thank you, Anonymous, 24-year-old guy living in LA. It's so hard. My two boyfriends, serious boyfriends that I had before my husband, both of whom I thought I would marry because I was young, and like when you date somebody, it's like, could I marry them? Yes, I'm dating them to marry them. I don't know if they thought they were marrying me, but I mean, sort of, we would kind of like talk about it, but I don't know how serious we were. It was hard. Like when we broke up, it was so hard. Like I did not experience heartbreak well. Like I would cry and it was so dramatic. But I found what was really helpful to me, and my mom was still alive during those times, so she was definitely someone that was always there for me. And I found, like with girlfriends or my mom or my sister, like talking about it, like talking about your breakup can be therapeutic as long as it's constructive. Like you don't want to, again, focus on the negative, or like you don't want to just drag on and on and on about the relationship. But like if you find yourself in like victim mode, then you're going to have trouble moving on. But if you just talk about your feelings and what you're experiencing, and then maybe you have some older, wiser, or more experienced people in your life that can like speak truth into you and just be like, you know what? Like there could be, and this sounds so cliche, but there is something better. If you broke up, then that wasn't the right relationship, and you have to hold out hope, and you have to have that hope that if you want that, there is something better for you and there's a better match for you. And you got to get out of the house. Like don't bury yourself in your room. Sometimes I remember actually it wasn't even two days. I think it was the next day after my boyfriend broke up with me, the one that I had before I got married. My friends were all going to the lake and I was supposed to go, and I decided not to go. And that was a big mistake because I just stayed home and I was miserable. And then I was, you know, jealous of my friends on the lake and they were having a good time. And I should have gone. Like that was that's something I learned. I learned later from that, like when I experience heartache like that, I did not need to sit at home and wallow. I should have gone to the lake that day. So, you know, and maybe it's not a lake opportunity or anything, but maybe one of those friends that you're confiding in, or your mom or your sister or your dad or whoever it is, or your brother, like if you need to get out of the house, make sure that they know they can take you out and socialize. Nowadays, you have to worry about social media. I mean, that's where, like, you know, you back then, I didn't have to worry about seeing my exes on social media and what they were doing. Or like if I ran into an ex, it wasn't online or Instagram or Facebook. Like it was actually out. And that the ex that I had before I got married, I did run into him out, like after we broke up, and I did not handle it well. I guess I had probably been drinking because we were downtown. And I saw him and I cried at the bar. Yeah. So imagine like you see your ex on Instagram, maybe out with somebody else, and you cry at home. That's fine. No, we didn't have that. So I just saw him live and in person. And I just remember, I even remember what triggered me crying, because he was wearing this shirt that like didn't really look like him. Like I knew he didn't buy that shirt. And that's how I found out he was dating somebody else. And I said, this shirt, like, it doesn't seem like you. And he said, oh, well, so-and-so bought it for me. And I was like, huh, interesting. So I just lose it. I start crying. I think we did end up spending the majority of the night together. Not like that, but he was having to console me and like just basically remind me, like, it's over, like, you need to let it go, like, get yourself together, you're a hot mess. So anyway, that's my live version of like maybe what it would be like now to see an Instagram post of your ex with a new girl. So maybe, you know, unfriend them all together on social media, or at least block them so you don't have to see things until you're over the heartache, and then maybe you can start to see posts, you know. And then I think, yeah, practice gratitude. When in doubt, gratitude. That's what we're big on this podcast. So work on being happy. And as I say, like, I'm a broken record here with that Brené Brown quote, but there, you know, is no joy without gratitude. So if you want that happiness, you have to think of the things that you are thankful for and practice that and make that your mantra and over, because it is your choice to be happy, and it is your choice to wallow in the heartache and the pain. So which are you going to choose? Like, I'm going to go ahead and choose to be happy. So think of the people in your life that you love, that you have in your life. Think of the things you're thankful for, grateful for, all of that. Just like Chloe's email at the beginning, that was from Chloe, right? Yeah. So she was sharing how she doesn't really like to run. Like, maybe you need to also think of hobbies, like get out there and do things like to help you get over a breakup. Like, try something new, whether it's running or yoga or a new workout class or whatever the case may be. Anyway, got it? Okay. Sorry, Mr. Anonymous. I'm sorry you're experiencing a breakup, but hopefully those things help. Next question is from Samantha. I was curious about what your favorite part of running companies like Espoir and Pimp and Joy is. I think it has to be such interesting and fulfilling work. And Samantha, I will say, like, the coolest part is seeing y'all respond. Now, Espoir is a company that I have with Mary, and Pimp and Joy is a movement that we built on the Bobby Bone Show, but the Shop Forward sells the merch and makes it happen. But Pimp and Joy is more than just the merch and like the coming up with things to put out there for y'all so you can like help spread it. Like, you don't even have to buy anything to be a part of Pimp and Joy or a SWA for that matter. Sometimes it's just like, what are you going to do to choose joy? What are you going to do to spread hope? And I think that's the most, that's my favorite part about being a part of these things, is seeing you get on board with what we're doing. Like, we put up these sunglasses the other day, super limited edition. We didn't even have that many. Honestly, I don't even know if there's any left, but I am obsessed with them. And I love that they're like, I love that it's a really cool product that we genuinely love. Like, Mary and I wear the stuff, we love it. And then we get to share it and pass it along to you guys. And then you get to buy it and you get to have the super cool product and then feel good about it, knowing that it went towards, exams or giving glasses to kids in Haiti that need it. So Espoir sunglasses, that's my favorite part. It's coming up with super cool things that we love, like the star necklace I'm obsessed with. And I recently gave it to a bunch of my girlfriends, and it's been so fun for me to like see them all wearing it lately. Like only a couple weeks ago, I kind of handed it out to various girls, and now they're all like, two girls I saw, one last night and one today, two of my friends. And I was like, you're wearing your star necklace. Like it just warms my heart. And it means so much that my friends genuinely love the products we're putting out. We genuinely love it. And then when you love it, it's just, that's the fulfillment. Like that's cool. Like product development. And plus coming up and designing things, that's never what I thought I would be doing in a million years, but to be able to have a platform to create things that give back, like that's the win-win recipe for me. Like that's the cool, like I don't want to do this if we're not all trying to work together to give back. Like to me, it's a waste of the platform. Like I'm not just here to just talk and entertain. And like to me, collectively, we can all do really cool things. So anyway, hopefully that answers your question, Samantha. And especially with Pimp and Joy, I mean, that's always going to be near and dear to my heart because it started with my mom. But I mean, yeah, seeing a Pimp and Joy shirt or seeing the Pimp and Joy hashtag anywhere online, whether it's just you went out and did something nice for someone and you were like, hashtag Pimp and Joy, that's not bragging. That's encouraging others and inspiring others to go out and do the same thing. So remember that. Remember that when you're trying to, and I mean, obviously if you say it in a really braggy way, like look at me, but it shouldn't be about you. It should just be about contributing to the movement. So any of you that have done that with Pimp and Joy or Espoir, like, thank you. Super cool. Next question is from Michelle. I have a question about shaving your face. She says, what happens when you can't shave weekly due to unforeseen circumstances? Is it rough? Is it noticeable to others? I've wanted to start, but I'm scared. And Michelle, yeah. I mean, once you start, it starts to grow back through. So mine is like peach fuzz. So sometimes I'll go, 2 weeks. I'll miss a week. I try to do it once a week, but I'll miss. And yeah, it can be, I guess if you're in the right sunlight, I guess people could start to see it coming through. But I mean, I used to have full on peach fuzz all the time. So it's better than that. If it's just growing through a little bit, you just gotta, I think you're scared. So you just need to go for it. You just gotta jump right in. Don't even dip your toes in the water. Go to my Amazon page, radioamy.com, which radioamy.com, FYI, I feel like I say stuff a lot, but people miss things and they're like, wait, what's your website again? And I'm like, well, I feel like it's pretty easy to remember but maybe you don't follow me on Instagram, but my Instagram and Twitter handles are Radio Amy. So radioamy.com made sense. But you can find links to Pimp and Joy stuff, Espoir stuff, any Shop Forward thing that we have going on if you want to go there to check that out, or blog stuff for this podcast. But also my favorite things on Amazon at Radio Amy. And I have my Tinkle razors on there. And I don't know why you should be able to shave weekly if you've got a Tinkle razor. They're so tiny. They fit in your makeup bag. They fit in your purse. Like, just take that bad boy with you. You don't always have to have soap to even use the Tinkle razor. You can do it on dry skin. So like, maybe if you even get into a bathroom mirror and you keep your Tinkle razor in your purse, like if you're out and you notice like a little hair coming through on the upper lip or like the side of your face or whatever, like little blonde peach fuzzy things, or maybe you have darker hair, like just take that bad boy to your face right there and then put a little makeup on over it. Boom, you're good to go. Your makeup will go on so much better if you shave your face. Like all women just need to know you're going to have better skin if you shave your face. I mean, I think, I don't know, unless you have other things going on. I guess I can't speak to all skin types, but in my case, my skin is just smoother. I feel like it's giving me that exfoliation I need once a week. Oh, I just tried, maybe I'll do a thing about this once I know more, but I follow Drew Barrymore on Instagram, and she was talking about Drunk Elephant, which is a face brand, and she did this baby facial, and it was so awesome. I mean, I ordered it and I did it once and it was so awesome. Now I want to do it maybe a few more times, but you're only supposed to do it like once a week. So I'll have to like do it a few more before I can give them like my official review. And maybe I'll make it a thing in like a Thursday episode. But that so far, I'm obsessed. So thank you, Drew Barrymore, for posting that on Instagram. And I'm sure Drew Barrymore shaves her face. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't. But a lot of people are doing it. There is nothing to be scared of, Michelle. I know that it is terrifying because the first time before I was about to do it, I was so nervous and freaking out. But dang, I am so glad I did it. So, okay, well, that kind of puts a wrap on the Q&A for today. So I hope that was helpful for any of you. And go make yourself some, let's just recap real quick. First of all, get a Tinkle razor. They're amazing. RadioMe.com. A Swamp Pimp and Joy are both amazing things that are very fulfilling. And I love working on that stuff, especially with Mary and Bobby and the Bobby Bone Show and listeners and y'all podcast listeners and even other people that have just come to know Espoir and Pimp and Joy, maybe not even from me, but from Mary or the Shop Forward or various organizations that we've worked with. Like, just thank you. Also, if you're going through a breakup, my heart goes out, but hopefully some of my tips helped. You need to cut the left pocket out of all your shorts. Just kidding. But definitely don't cling to negativity or hateful messages. It's not worth your time, people. In case anybody's commenting negatively on anything you're putting out there, who cares? Forget about them. Make yourself some energy bites or energy balls, whatever you want to call them. That recipe is clutch. And then if you hate running, try to practice gratitude while you run. Okay, that's a recap of what we covered here today. And I hope y'all have an amazing Tuesday and you listen on Thursday. I've got Jessica Honiger on, founder of Noonday Collection. She's also adopted. She recently took her son home. He is from Rwanda and they recently went back there for a trip and pretty amazing experience for him. And she talks a little bit about that and other ways that you can be a part of making the world a better place. So I hope you listen to that and the other three things that we will have for you. So talk to you later.